intelligence attorney who played a role in deciding to search Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence to retrieve the classified documents. He's seen everything in both counterterrorism and counterintelligence, said a former colleague in the National Security Division. There's no one in the department who knows as much about prosecuting and investigating terrorists and spies than George Toscas. His new job will be in the Office of Sanctuary Cities Enforcement in the Associate Attorney General's office. So moving him to a position in which he is not an expert to get him out of the position because Donald Trump is mad at him. What is the union going to do? What is your organization going to do about all this?
Well, you know, the thing about it, you know, we are expecting this administration to follow the law, to follow contracts, if this is a contract issue, you know, and if they don't, then we will litigate. You know, that's what we plan on doing. You know, this is about taking civil servants and make them political pawns. That's what this is all about. You know, and again, I said from beginning of this election, right, cycle, that this president that is now the president want to make sure that he have civil servants that's loyal only to him and not the Constitution, not the American people. That's what this is all about. And I hope that the American people will realize that, you know, it's not about nothing less than the loyalty to Donald Trump.
Yeah. I will note the National Treasury Employees Union said on Tuesday that it has already sued to block an executive order that would enable him to fire career federal workers across the government. So the lawsuits are already beginning. Everett Kelly, thank you very much.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage.
There is magic in the airwaves. There is power in music. And why not have a ridiculous record collection that is literally taking over the whole house? Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music, one song per decade, all sounds, all styles, all genres, all eras of popular music are welcome. This is episode number 121, CruisinTheDecades.com. On today's show, the voice of Ms. Helen Ward and a Goodman Band tune, and Sophie Tucker, a bad influence in the 1920s, risque reggae and moonwalking in 1969, and an English audio engineer who had worked on recordings with the Beatles and Pink Floyd starts a prog rock band in the 70s. Welcome aboard for Cruisin' the Decades. We begin over 100 years ago. And we'll start here with a rather humorous tune by the popular singing group American Quartet from 1915. Now imagine you work in the city and you miss the train home, and it causes all sorts of problems with your marriage and family. Here is that woeful tale on the 515 American Quartet on Cruisin' the Decades.
Talk about your subway, talk about your rail,
talk about the streetcar lines as well.
But when you're living out where the fields are green,
you've got to go home on the 515.
You leave the office at 5 o'clock,
stop at the Bush's for a steak or a chop,
get the evening papers and a magazine,
and you run like the dickens for the 515.
For the 515.
Hear the whistle blowing.
For the 515.
Your Ingersoll is slow.
For the 515.
Down the track he's going.
Bang goes the gates on the 515.
Wifey's home awaiting. Dinner in the pot.
Dishes on the table and the fire in hot.
Get the loving message on the telephone.
You'll have to heat your baked potatoes all alone.
Next train home is the 7:38.
Hubby goes back to the corner to wait.
Meets the biggest crowd he's ever seen.
17 commuters miss the 515.
Oh, the 515.
17 commuters on
the 5:15
lined up at the bar
on the 5:15
their wives at home awaiting
nobody home on the 5:15
everybody's happy everybody's glad
it's about the 17th drink they've had
the suburban quartet singing home sweet home
and hubby's all excited singing baritone
he gets home about 1:30
carrying a steak and a chop and a bun
the door is locked and the lights turned down
so the steak to the transom and goes back to town
for the 5:15
17 commuters
for the 5:15
still around the bar
for the 5:15
Hubby's back to join him.
Now there's a club called the 5:15.
Wifey's home a-crying, lying on the bed.
Hubby in the office with an awful head.
Little blue gloom's marching through his brain.
Yelling all aboard the 5:15 train.
He gets to the station at 5 o'clock.
Forgets it is Saturday and gets a shock.
The guard says, hey, get out of the way.
The 5:15 doesn't run today.
All the 5:15.
The cause of all our sorrow.
All the 5:15.
Brought trouble to our house.
All the 5:15.
Wifey's gone to mother.
Bangles the home on the 5:15.
Wifey's got a lawyer looking up the case.
Hubby's sneaking round the office in disgrace.
He's got no home and he's got no wife.
He's going to join the alimony club for life.
He goes to court, his case to fight.
Takes a look around and everything's all right.
The jury, the lawyers, the judge supreme.
All our commuters on the 5:15.
All the 5:15.
The jury won't convict him.
All the 5:15.
They're going to set him free.
On the 5:15.
He always bid 400.
They're all pinochle players on the 5:15.
You're hearing a 100-year journey through the history of recorded music from an extensive, obsessive record collection belonging to Radio's Brad Savage. This is Cruisin' the Decades, heard on the greatest independent radio stations across North America and the world. 100 years of music on Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
And I know he's wild about me. At the love stuff, he's not a real sheep man, cause I'm the roaring lion, he's the poor weak lamb. Has he squeezed me? No. Has he pleased me? No. Has he told me tales of friends? Has he ever kissed me unawares and whispered, honey, take a chance? Well, he hadn't up till yesterday, but I guess he will tonight. I've been on the wrong track long enough. I'm gonna start and do things right. And when I get my arms around him and I hug with all my might, and if he's never called for his mother, then I guess he will tonight. And he hadn't up till yesterday, but I guess he will tonight. I'm gonna show him in the parlor why a girl turns out the light. I won't waste any time on talking. I'll stop right in on sight. And if he's never forgotten his Bible, you can bet he will tonight. Now I'm determined to make him give it. I'm just crazy to have him begin. He's not a sheik now, but when I get through, Ronald Coleman will never do the things he'll do. Shall I make him? Yes. Shall I take him? Yes. Shall I burn him up with bliss? But up to now, I must confess, he's never even tried a kiss. Well, he hadn't up till yesterday, but I guess he will tonight. That son of a gun's gonna start right in, getting next to things all right. Say, for his love I'm so hungry that his cheeks I'll start a bite. And if he's never had his moments, well, I guess he will tonight. And he hadn't up till yesterday, but I guess he will ride soon. He may be the slowest man under the sun, but wait till I get him under the moon. He's gotta love his big fat mama.
a classic name in pop culture vernacular. And what a crazy song. What a bad influence. That is Sophie Tucker. He hadn't up till yesterday. That's from 1928. It's Cruising the Decades, one song per decade, 100 years of music. Find all of our playlists and listen to all shows on demand at cruisingthedecades.com. I'm Brad Savage. We continue now with one of the greatest voices of the 1930s era, the singer Helen Ward with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. This one is called You Turn the Tables on Me, 1935 on Cruising the Decades.
Tables on me, and now I'm falling for you. You turn the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you bought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like you turn the tables on me.
Improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Found you, the moon stood still. dreams came true. The wind in the willow played love's sweet melody. But all of those vows we made were never to be. Though we're apart, you're part of me still.
Is Cruising the Decades, over 100 years of music. That's from 1940. You might know every single word to that song because of the Fats Domino version that was popular early on in rock and roll, but the song dates back 15 years prior to that. It was originally done by Sammy Kaye on RCA Records in 1940. Quickly became a very, very popular song. Gene Krupa did a version. Glenn Miller did a version, Russ Morgan's orchestra. Now, that was the Jimmy Dorsey version, the Jimmy Dorsey Band, with vocal by Ray Eberle, Blueberry Hill. And most people are probably most familiar with the Fats Domino reinterpretation. But that's what I love about the Great American Songbook. There's so many different versions, and the songs and the songwriters, they were the stars. And then you had the singers and their interpretations of each song. A great time in musical history. Find out more at cruisinthedecades.com. Our next selection today is kind of a similar story, a song made famous by Louis Jordan in the early 50s. It's a classic jump blues song. It was written by John Hendricks. Now, a couple years later, it was re-recorded, a really fun cover version, a fun sing and chant and call and response type song by Georgia Gibbs. This is from 1955. This is I Want You to Be My Baby on Cruising the Decades.
Since the day I met you, I got you where I want you, and I'm never gonna let you get away from me. Hear what I tell you, I'm the gal for you, and so you better start to face it. If you ever lose my love, you know you never can replace it. I think it's time for you to start to giving me some loving, carrying a torch for you that's hotter than an oven. It's time for you to give me a little turtle dove, and baby, hold me tight and do what I tell you. Giving me some loving, carrying a torch for you that's hotter than an oven. It's time for you to give me a little turtle dove, and baby, hold me tight and do what I tell you. I
1955, Georgia Gibbs, cruising the decades, over 100 years of music. And let's zip forward now. We cruise in our time machine to 1969. Think of all the cultural change, the musical change, pop culture and technology, and the space race. Well, here we go to the summer of 1969. Here's Walter Cronkite.
T-minus 1 minute, 54 seconds and counting. Our status board indicates...
Wednesday, July 16th, 1969. Pad 39A, Kennedy Space Center, Florida. A dream of the ages was about to come true. The unbelievable countdown was on.
Ignition sequence start. We should see fire. 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. We have tremendous flame out there. All engines, and we have liftoff. She's rising. She's yawing now to clear the tower. That slight yaw. Now the huge tail is passing the tower. She's lifting up. We have tower clear. We have tower clear. We're beginning to feel the first thunderous roar. I can see her rising now as she's going up straight into the roll program, which she should be completing. We should expect to hear from the astronauts as this spit of land is beginning to shake with the power of it. The power of it as it goes through a slight wisp of cloud.
After a three-day trip to the moon and into lunar orbit, Sunday, July 20th was the big day for Apollo 11. From Houston came the most important go of the mission.
You're a go for landing, over.
Roger, understand. Go for landing. 3,000 feet.
Armstrong and Aldrin watched for specific landmarks as the Eagle swooped into its predetermined landing site on the Sea of Tranquility.
Very smooth touchdown.
At 40 seconds after 4:17 Eastern Daylight Time, July 20th, 1969, man had landed on the moon. And then Buzz Aldrin called to Earth for a special favor.
I'd like to take this opportunity to ask every person listening in, whoever, wherever they may be, to pause for a moment and contemplate the events of the past few hours, and to give thanks in his or her own way.
And suddenly the world was watching and waiting for him to step down and say man's first words on the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
At 10:56 Eastern Daylight Time, those words joined the first words of the great explorers in history.
Among the greatest technological achievements of humankind's history, man lands on the moon. The legendary play-by-play by Walter Cronkite. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. Also in 1969, musically speaking, reggae music is really starting to take shape. This is a fun and slightly risque number. The Versatiles push it in on Cruisin' the Decades.
journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Parsons Project on Cruisin' the Decades, 1977 from iRobot, I Wouldn't Want to Be Like You. Alan Parsons had worked as a studio recording engineer, working on certain albums by The Beatles and Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, and found tremendous success in the 70s and 80s prog rock era. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. Find out more, find all the playlists at cruisinthedecades.com. A special hello to listeners tuned in on The Voice of St. Cloud, KVSC Radio, my old college radio station. I went to university in central Minnesota at St. Cloud State. KVSC Radio broadcasts the show each Saturday. Also, hello to listeners on The Status Quo, WTSQ in Charleston, Virginia. That station and that city, they are anything but the status quo. We are also heard in Madison, Wisconsin. Many voices, one community. WWMV in Madison broadcast Cruise in the Decades. And hello to listeners on the blowtorch powerhouse signal of Radio Free Santa Fe, the legendary KBAC Santa Fe, New Mexico. And now, in all, well over four dozen radio stations broadcast Cruise in the Decades each week, because it's kind of a love letter to the medium of radio, connecting over the airwaves, discovering music. Let's continue to 1989. Our 80s selection this time around is from The Replacements, from their album Don't Tell a Soul. This is their biggest hit. This was their biggest chart hit, the band's most successful song, one of the most storied bands of the 80s and early 90s. From the Twin Cities area, I give you The Replacements on Cruisin' the Decades.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world. From super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world, this is Cruisin' the Decades. 100 years of music.
Say it's been too hard. Say it's been too long. Say it's all too much. The thrill has long been gone. Well, I thought you could. Yes, I thought you could. And you thought you could too. But it's a place in time where the years behind are piled up high. But never mind. It's time to crash and burn or fly. And I thought you could. You know I thought you could. You know I thought you could too.
Decades with Concrete Blonde. 1992, that is from their LP Walking in London. That song just kills me. Oh my gosh, so emotional. It just brings a tear to your eye. Music has the power to do that. The expression, the emotion of music. And that's what this show is all about. Mixing music with the radio airwaves all over the world. CruisinTheDecades.com. Now, the high-powered stations that are kind of flagship to our weekly broadcast are on shortwave. WRMI Radio Miami International, broadcasting from the swamps of Lake Okeechobee in South Florida to all over the world. We're also on WBCQ, the Planet Shortwave out of Maine, and Channel 292 Shortwave in Germany, and broadcasting to all of Europe and the UK. And really, we go all over the world. We've found our shortwave shout out contributor in Poland. She was originally a listener with a background in audio production. Now she creates for us each week the shortwave shoutouts. So let us go now to Poland for Martine and the shortwave shoutout report on Cruising the Decades.
We're cruising the decades around the world. Here's Martine with her shoutout show.
Guess it right. Here's Martin, and it's shout out time. Let's say hello and thank you to some recent listeners. Michelle listens to the show frequently on channel 292, shortwave, listening at home in Civitanova, Italy. Diego in Salamanca, Spain is again listening to Cruising the Decades on channel 292. Pradeep is a very distant listener all the way from Agartala, Tripura, India. Also listening on channel 292, shortwave. We have two recent listeners in Germany. Detlef is in the location of Bad Pyrmont, Germany. And also Chris, listening from Marl, Germany. Both are tuned in on channel 292 shortwave. And we have our first listeners in Belgium. Mark tunes in from City of Torot, Belgium, also on channel 292 shortwave. Hector is tuned in from Uruguay. He is located in Maldonado, Uruguay, and has listened via broadcast on WRMI Radio Miami International. Thank you guys, it's amazing to think of all the places the music of Cruising the Decades is enjoyed. We want you to go to cruisingthedecades.com to submit a song request or listening report. You can also write directly to show hosts on brad@thesummit.fm.
And now, back to our studio in Akron, Ohio.
Martin is located in the city of Koronowo, Poland. Shortwave shout-out. Submit your listener report now at cruisingthedecades.com. Let's move into the 21st century with the experimental sounds of the group, the Dresden Dolls. This is such a fun song. It always gets huge response. It's just different and unlike anything else. Dresden Dolls with Coin Operated Boy. 2004. I'm cruising the decades.
Coin operated boy sitting on the shelf. He is just a toy, but I turn him on and he comes to life. Automatic joy. That is why I want a coin operated boy. Made of plastic and elastic. He is rugged. Who could ever, ever ask for more? Love without complications galore. Many shapes and weights to choose from. I will never leave my bedroom. I will never cry at night again. Wrap my arms around him and pretend. Coin operated boy, all the other real ones that I destroy. Cannot hold a candle to my new boy. My coin operated boy. This bridge was written to make you feel smitten with my sad picture of girl getting bitter. Can you extract me from my plastic fantasy? I didn't think so.
Thank you.
isn't that the point? That is why I want a coin operated boy with a pretty coin operated voice saying that he loves me, that he's thinking of me, straight and to the point. That is why I want a coin operated boy.
From the studios of the Summit.fm in Akron, Ohio, USA, this is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
I don't need
the Decades, 100 years of music, and from the first album by Gary Clark Jr. The album was Black and Blue, released in 2012. That was called Ain't Messin' Round. Well, we do one song per decade, a time machine journey in just 1 hour, musical history, past, present, and future, and the top developing artist of the last 12 to 18 months is Chappell Roan. Chappell Roan's video footage from the recent Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago on a daytime slot, not even a headliner at this festival, somewhere between 80,000 to 100,000 people were watching the performance. She has broken big, huge in this past year, very, very quickly becoming one of the most impactful music stars and recording artists out there. And her music is just very different. It's sticky. It's memorable. It's different. It has this hook. It has amazing production. Let's listen to what all the hype is all about from Chappell Roan. All right, say it with me. H-O-T-T-O-G-O. This one is Hot to Go on Cruising the Decades.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Chappell Roan on Cruising the Decades. Yes, the comparisons to Lady Gaga and Madonna are obvious. However, I hear a little bit of 80s new wave. I'm thinking like Bow Wow Wow and Missing Persons and maybe Lena Lovitch as well with a cruising bonus track. Lucky Number.
I'm coming.
Cruise in the Decades bonus track, 1979, on the legendary Stiff Records label. Lena Lovitch, Lucky Number, a UK top five hit. Very similar stylistically to the big recent song by Chapel Rowan. And that'll do it for Cruise in the Decades. Find all of our playlists at cruisinthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
cosas son bastantes, son bastante importantes. Cuando hablo cosas antes, hay que hacerse responsables. Las palabras son bastante importantes. Cuando hablo cosas antes, hay que hacerse responsables.
Es como confuso, es como pura boca, una promesa rota, palabras que rebotan, una persona por delante y por detrás otra, una promesa trucha, puras palabras mula, porfa diga la verdad y no me prometa lo que nunca llegará. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, siempre no se pasa por alto. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, las promesas no se pasan por alto. Yo me dé una liebre por un gato, lo que prometiste lo espero. ¿Qué pasó? Se olvidó, no cachó. Cuando me lo dijo no ponía atención. Oh, qué pena que me da. Yo no estoy seguro cuando dices la verdad. Duda, 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 duda. Muchas dudas ahora me das. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, siempre no se pasa por alto. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, las promesas no se pasan por alto. Cuando digo algo y lo cumplo, algo gano, yo siento que triunfo. Pero cuando digo mucho me confundo, me siento como un gusano, como un humano tucho, aucho. Puede ser quizás que yo te llamo, te lo juro, de más obvio que vamos. Sí, 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 como si fuera tan fácil. Mula, yo lo sé, es difícil decir que no, pero vale la pena. Entonces vamos a aprender cómo N con no es no, N con no es no. Si le pones un gracias, cuanto mejor. No gracias, señor, yo esta vez paso. ¿Para qué le digo? Que sí, sí, no. Si te confundo a ti, termino confundido yo, yo, yo. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, siempre no se pasa por alto. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, las promesas no se pasan por alto. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, siempre no se pasa por alto. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, las promesas no se pasan por alto.
Las palabras son bastante importantes. Cuando hablo pienso antes, hay que hacerse responsable. Las palabras son bastante importantes. Cuando hablo pienso antes, hay que hacerse responsable.
Just whistle while you